there are different types of bugs?
Oh yeah, there's the blue woodpecker and the red-headed woodpecker. And that's all.
Have you ever heard of a flicker, or is that something different?
Oh, we don't have those. A flicker, I don't think. We have what they call a titmouse. They're just a little bit of a bird, and they kind of go up like that all the time.
Oh, they up and down with their heads?
Yeah.
I see. And those, how about birds of prey?
Well, we have eagles and the hawks. And
the different types of those?
Oh, yes. There's a bald eagle and the golden eagle and the brown eagle. And then the hawks, there's chicken hawks, and there's different kinds of hawks, but we don't have too many of them around here. Nobody has any chickens, and they don't bother around too much.
Have you ever heard of a mouse hawk?
Yeah, that's the same as a chicken hawk. They'll eat either one, you know, but they'll catch those mice.
Oh, so that name is the same as a chicken hawk?
Yeah, they're all about the same. I don't know, there might be some difference, but I don't know the difference of
them. But have you haven't used that term before, that...
No, all I heard was just the chicken hawk. That's all I ever heard.
Okay, I see. And those birds that are supposed to be wise, did I ask you about that?
Wise?
You know, they're a bird of prey. Sometimes you find them in barns late at night. They swoop down at night.
Owls? Oh, yeah. Well, we just have them in the wintertime. They'll get out here in the trees and make a noise, you know, but that's all. Or barn owls, they call them.
I see. That's the only kind, yeah.
That's all we have.
Okay. What about local fish or?
Well, we have quite a few of those now. We have trout, different kinds of trout. And then we have the white fish. And then we have, they have stocked these reservoirs and everything so much with different kinds of fish. They have the catfish. Mm-hmm. They have those. And there's quite a few fish.
Hey, what about tadpoles grow up to be...
Oh, frogs.
Do you have any of those?
Yeah.
Any kind
no
of...
No special. They're all just frogs. They don't last too long. We probably won't have any this year because there won't be... They come when there's lots of moisture, you know.
Do you have any bullfrogs?
Yeah, no. Not those big bull. They're just small.
I see. And something like a frog, but it likes it dry?
Turtle.
Do you have those?
No.
And toads, do you have any of those?
Yeah, we have toads, but they're just a small toad.
Now, when they castrate a sheep, I guess, they have sort of, make sort of a delicacy?
Yes, they do. I don't have anything to do with that.
What's that called?
I don't know.
Mountain oysters.
Rocky Mountain oysters, I think. I don't know. I don't let them bring those to my house.
What about those in the Gulf Coast, they have ships, they go out and... catch
oysters
or a small little, well, I guess about the size of my little finger, a little pink
shrimp. No, we don't have that.
All right, now I'd like you to talk a little about weather and vegetation. London is famous for type of weather.
What?
London is famous for a type of weather you can hardly see in it.
Oh, fog. Okay. Oh yes, we have that.
And those white things in the sky.
Clouds.
Okay. And when it gets very, very cold, the weather goes below.
Well, it's went below to 60 below.
Below.
Zero.
Oh, okay. Now that happens here?
It has happened here. One night it went 58 below and our power went off. We was 6 hours without power.
That'd be pretty chilly.
Yes, it was.
Now, what happens when you get overexposed to cold weather?
Well, hypothermia. Is that what it is?
Is there another name for hypothermia? Is it from?
Hypothermia is when you just really get really cold.
I see.
And you get wet, you know, and you really. That's all I ever.
Now, is that the same as a bite from?
Frostbite. Oh, you get those every once in a while.
Okay. So I see. And what about,